today? My name is Anne. Thank you so much for tuning in to Travel in China Today. Let's get to it with today's topic, Nanchang. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Oslo-based Nansha Architects, a joint venture between Oslo University of Technology and Oslo University, has completed the first phase of its new complex in the Chinese city of Nanjing. The complex comprises a 1.5 million square meter office building built on a flowing landscape. The annual bonuses are distributed by creating a mountain of money at the top of the building, which has a total annual income of 1 billion yuan. A number of tributaries flow through the city, which offer a beautiful landscape. There are the Minjiang and Wulong rivers that cross it, as well as mountains that face the sea, rivers flowing in the background. There are also many lakes, making Nanjing one of China's most popular tourist destinations with over 3 million inhabitants. Nanchang is also a large city that appears on Nature Index 5, which measures the conservation status of China's natural resources and the quality of life of its citizens. NCU is located in the city of Nanjing, while Nanchang's is the second largest city in China after Beijing, with a population of over 3.5 million. Nanchang is connected to Hangzhou, Changsha and Shanghai by rail, while other railway lines have connections to other cities such as Guangzhou, Jiangxi, Hubei, Henan, Sichuan, Zhejiang, Hebei and Jiangsu. There are scheduled flights to and from all major cities in China, which is one of the main reasons for the city's popularity as a tourist destination. The world-famous porcelain city of Jingdezhen is another must for travelers to Jiangxi'an. Taxi fares in Nanchang are relatively cheap compared to other cities in China, and the starting price for a taxi ride is y equals 6.2 per kilometer. If you discover the city on two wheels, you cannot buy a bicycle for 300 euros, while in Jiangxi'an, for example, you can buy bicycles for 300 euros at the local bicycle shop. As in other typical Chinese cities, there are many cycle paths that cover the entire city, some of which are heavily frequented. There are a large number of bike parking spaces in Nanchang, as well as many bike paths in the city center. During the Yuan Dynasty, Nanchang, like many other parts of Guangzhou, Guangxi and Hubei, became one of the most important cities in the region and was the capital of an area that included the southern Chinese counties of Guangdao and Dongguan, the area of what is now Jiangsu and Guangzhou during the Yuan Dynasty. In 1949, Nanchang had 275,000 inhabitants and was still essentially the capital of Guangzhou, Guangxi and Hubei, as well as Dongguan County, and had the second largest city in the region after Guangzhou and the third largest city in China. In 1950, Nankung, with an area of 1.2 million square kilometers, had no population over 275,000, but a large number of people, most of them from the south and west of the country. In the 2010 census, Nanchang had 4,171,926 million inhabitants in an urban area with 1.2 million square kilometers of land, of which 1 million is the built-up metro area of six urban districts. There are 37 ethnic groups in Nankung Prefecture, and the total population of the city itself is 5,246,600, while its municipality is home to 7,843,000 people, with a total of 2.5 million people living in built-up areas. The total population of households in and around Nanchang City is 5,246,600 households respectively. Nanchang Changbei International Airport has 161 flights to 83 cities, including the major international airports of Beijing, Shanghai, Shenzhen, Guangzhou, Chengdu and Guangzhou. The city has a high-speed rail and air hub that will carry 135 million tons of freight in 2018. It relies on high-speed rail and air hubs to connect with other major cities in China and the rest of the country. In and around the city there are more than 1,000 kilometers of high-speed rail lines, of which 2.5 million kilometers are rail lines. At a major real estate development I visited, executives told me that selling real estate in the city was good. Looking at the growth of China's so-called second and third tier cities, one gets the impression that the service sector, including tourism and culture, is strong and likely to continue to grow. I explored cities like Shenzhen, Nanning, Guiyang, Changsha, and Wuhan to look for potential investment opportunities and see firsthand China's economic conditions, highlighted by more than 2,400 rivers, including the Yangtze, the world's second largest river and China's most popular tourist destination. Nanchang is rapidly developing economically and is one of the fastest growing cities in China, ranking 15th among the 20 fastest growing cities. It has developed into an important railway junction in southern China, which is a strategic location connecting prosperous eastern and southern China. There are more than 2,000 hotels, restaurants, shops, hotels and restaurants in this city, and it is the second largest tourist destination in southeast China after Guangzhou. This has been Travel in China, Episode 2. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.